and now honored to bring in State Representative Tony Bacala from District 59, which is Ascension. Mr. Tony, how you doing, baby? How's the family? How's everybody doing, Tony? How you doing, baby?
Doing good, Dixon. How are you this morning?
Great, sir. Great, sir. So Tony is part of the Italian caucus. I am doing my best to join the Italian caucus. I got to be the Grand Marshal, the Italian Marchers of the Spanish Town Parade. I made my wife some homemade pasta last night for Valentine's Day, Tony. So I think my membership's looking pretty good right now. What do you think?
Well, I mean, you're still on the bubble. McMakin doesn't exactly end in a vowel, but we'll continue to consider you.
My mother, Balestrino from Corte Emilia, Italy. So we'll talk about that. So, Tony, really honored to have you on early this morning. You know, one thing I love about you is a former chief deputy with the Ascension Sheriff's Office. So, of course, us going into this crime session, you are one of our leaders when it comes to that. So I've been asking everybody, you know, on the campaign trail last fall when you were out and about and talking to people, what did crime, how did that come up for you when it ranked for the priorities of people in your district and for the state?
Well, you know, crime is different in different parts of the state. So obviously we have places that are, quite frankly, real hellholes. Ascension isn't one of those. We do okay. I think probably infrastructure tops crime in my district. But certainly I do realize that it is a real problem across the state.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, that sentiment was represented by Representative Josh Carlson as well. So I love that you other reps are pretty lucky when it comes to not having a crime issue that some of us have, unfortunately. So, Tony, joined by Representative Bacala. And Rep. Bacala, you actually have some bills that have already been filed. So let's talk about those a little bit, if you don't mind. House Bill 1 creates the Truth and Transparency in the Louisiana Criminal Justice System program. What is that going to mean for the people of Louisiana?
It's transparency, Dixon. You know, right now it's very difficult to find out if you're, particularly if you're a crime victim, but also if you're just interested to see what's going on with a case where someone's been arrested. It's hard to figure out what's happening. Well, what we're doing here is opening those records up and making them available online so that you could go and see court minutes about what's taking place for a case. It's all about just making sure that people know or have the ability to know what's going on with cases. So it's something that I think everybody will endorse as far as the concept. Now, some people may not like the methodology, but it's just largely going to be the responsibility of the parish clerks of court to enter their court minutes into a central depository where they can be accessed by the public.
Hey, I love that. One of my pillars on the campaign trail was transparency, so that's fantastic. House Bill 2 by Representative Bacala provides for immunity from civil liability under certain circumstances for peace officers and public entities that employ or appoint peace officers. Explain that one to the people.
Well, let me give you an example. I recently talked to Ascension Parish Sheriff Bobby Weber about liability issues, and he told me, he gave me one example. He said some of his deputies were in a pursuit of a all-terrain vehicle, and at some point they just called it off. I mean, that's probably a lot of times the smart thing to do if it looks like, you know, it's a dangerous situation. Well, they call off the pursuit. The guy keeps running anyway, and he wrecks the vehicle, and he's suing the police department and the sheriff and the deputy. You know, so what fault was it of theirs that he was running? What fault of it was theirs that he crashed after they quit chasing him? But yet he filed suit. So we're through this bill, we're trying to shore up the immunity and say that unless an officer or a department actually did something wrong, they can't be sued. They have to actually do something that's wrong.
And that person that filed that lawsuit, he did most likely commit a crime. Is that correct?
Well, certainly. So he, and that's obviously part of it, you know, so he did commit a crime and the deputies acted properly, so far as even calling off pursuit for reasons I have not dug into, but yet he still has the ability under state law to file that action. And now, obviously, you know, we can't pass statutes that affect federal courts. So that guy could still file suit in federal court, but he can't file suit in state court under those circumstances.
Joined by Representative Tony Bacala, District 59 from Ascension, former chief deputy of the Ascension Sheriff's Office. And Rep. Bacala, Representative Bacala, you know, we also have Representative Jeff Wiley now joining us, the former sheriff as well. Y'all are, you know, leaders amongst us when it comes to the crime session and all that. What is your practical experience for you working in the sheriff's department mean as now a legislator as we come into this 2.5 week crime session?
You know, everybody has a background, right? So obviously you have a background with investing and such, and I have a background in law enforcement. So each of us brings a unique perspective to the state legislature, which is a pretty neat thing. You know, we can always find an expert in almost any field. We have veterinarians and military veterans and all sorts of people. We're such a diverse group that there's always somebody that knows a lot about any topic. And obviously, you know, one of my, with 37 and a half years in law enforcement, that is my expertise, I think, and where I can bring a unique perspective to the legislative discussions on bills.
And you're a member of the House Administration of Criminal Justice Committee, so I know you're going to be very busy in this upcoming session. I think you also have maybe a meeting today as well. So I thank you so much for waking up early with me and spending a little time, and looking forward to getting to work next week for the people of the great state of Louisiana in our crime session. Any final words, Representative Bacala?
Well, let me just give you one little tidbit of information that isn't well known. I'm actually looking, I have pulled up on my phone right now from the New Orleans crime data that they put out.
Mm-hmm.
In 2010, New Orleans, in Orleans Parish, there were 42,573 arrests made. Last year, well, in 2022, it went from that 42,000 down to just 6,900. That gives you an idea of, you know, we have a lot of challenges out there, and you can't address crime if you're not actually arresting people. But that's a frightening statistic, and I don't know the cause of it, but I do know that it corresponds with the rapid rise in crime rates in Orleans Parish, and we need to pay attention to things like that.
Yes, sir, we will. He's Representative Tony Bacala. Thanks for joining us.